Amen. Well, the Lord has a word for us, for me too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I want you to turn to the book of James, and we are going to start in chapter 1, verse 16. Let me know when you're there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. James 1:16 begins by saying, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Amen?
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this word. Hallelujah. Let it fall on good ground this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And look at how James starts. James was an apostle of Christ. And some scholars believe that he was an apostle. Other scholars believe that he was the stepbrother of Jesus. So, you know, it's always going to be some differences of opinion, different opinions. Amen. Regardless, amen, this word is truth. Amen. And if he begins by saying, do not be deceived, that means that there you will be deceived at times. You will be lied to. The enemy will try to deceive you, and he tries to do it every day. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy is bad. Amen. But these three verses here, What James is really saying here is that God is good. And God gives life because he is good. And he gives good gifts because he's a good God. Amen.
Amen.
And there's really not enough. This sermon is just a tip on the iceberg, because there is so much we can say about the goodness of God.
Amen.
So the title of my message today is God is good, because he is. And here, what James is trying to do, he's writing to believers. So he's talking to us today who may be facing trials, maybe facing even temptations. They may even have doubts. They may be going through some sufferings. And he's warning us not to be deceived into blaming God for temptation. One, because a lot of us right away, we question the goodness of God when we fall into temptation, when we fall in trials, when our circumstances and the things that we're striving for turn the opposite way. And it's funny, because in James 1:13, if you just go a few verses before that, he says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone." God does not tempt people.
Amen.
The enemy tempts people. And like I said, a lot of times we question the goodness of God, because in the midst of hardship, it is easy, church, it is easy. I've been there. It's easy to question God's goodness or even blame him for things that are going bad.
Amen.
We forget how good God is. And that's why James begins by saying, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. Because the reality is that the enemy wants to twist our perception of God. But James is reminding us in these three verses that God's gifts are always good, that God's nature never changes, and that God's greatest gift was life in Christ, new life in Christ, new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I want to break down these three verses for us today. And as I minister the word to you, it's really the Lord ministering. The Lord is ministering the word to me as well. Amen. And God is just reminding us, hey, listen, I don't tempt you, but the enemy does. I'm good and I have always been good. And I will never change because I love you.
Amen.
And we can hear this through these verses. If you really study these verses, the foundation of this is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his best gift, his only son, right? So the foundation of these three verses is really, it's all about love, the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
And the deception that God causes temptation withholds blessings from us. Amen. Because if we begin to believe that God is holding out on us or he's deceiving us, we're gonna lose out on some of the blessings that God already has in store for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so many believers are deceived and they say, oh, God tempted me to do this, or maybe he doesn't love me anymore. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God will never deceive you, and he'll continue to love you no matter what, because the word says that nothing can ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing.
That's right.
God will continue to love even if you stop loving him. God will continue to love you. It doesn't matter. He changes not. And the truth is that God is always good and never tempts us to sin. He doesn't tempt. The enemy does. And the enemy does tempt you to sin. But it's up to you whether you're going to follow through with that temptation or not.
Right.
Because we have choices, right? We spoke about choices last week. You got choices. Yes. The struggle is real, but so is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He is a gift from God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we read before that God does not tempt in James 1:13. And what temptation does, it whispers, God is holding back from you. God is lying to you. That's what the enemy does. He whispers in your, God is holding back. Remember in Genesis 3:1, I really don't want to turn there, but remember in Genesis 3:1 how the enemy came and began to plant lies about God in the Garden of Eden? Mm-hmm. And he was speaking to Eve, and he said, did God really say that? That you're not allowed to eat from any tree of this of the garden? You see how subtle he is? He begins to implement these thoughts in your mind.
That's right.
And he's subtle, uh-huh. Right? He's very soft-spoken. And he begins to make you think and make you question the goodness of God. And that's what he did. He deceived Eve, and we know how the story began from there on. Amen.
That's right.
Men fell, right? They sinned. They broke relation. They disconnected themselves from God. But God, listen how good God is. When you think of the sin in the Garden of Eden, a lot of people say, oh, God separated himself from us. No, God never separated himself from man. we separated ourselves from God, but God kept talking to Adam and Eve. He even covered them with leaves. So you see, God never separated himself from Adam and Eve. We disconnected ourselves. They ran away. They began to hide from God. They disconnected themselves from God. That's how good God is, that even when we fall, he is always there.
Yes.
He never leaves us nor forsakes us. God is always there. So the deception started in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, remember, but God came to redeem us from that sin and from future sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So yes, James says, do not be deceived, church. The truth is that God is always good and he is for us. I always say to you, God is for us. If we turn to the to Romans 8:31, let's read it for ourselves. Because we need to read scripture.
Yes.
Scripture is the living word of God. And the word is good, good, good seed to our spirit. Good seed to our minds, because we got to renew our mind with the word of God. Our minds have to be renewed every day with the word. But look at in Romans 8:31, look at what it says. What then shall we say to these things? Remember, Paul was talking in the book of Romans. Let me give you a little history. In the book of Romans in chapter 8, Paul is speaking about the full victory that we Christians have through the indwelling presence and power of the Holy Spirit that now resides in us and is working everything for our good. Amen. Everything is working for our good. Amen. So Paul is drawing on this conclusion right here that if God is for us, then no one can be successfully against you. They just can't. Look, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? No one.
That's it.
No one can be against us because we already have the victory. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
No one can successfully be against you and I. No one. God's favor, church, listen to this. God's favor is greater than man's opposition. God's favor is greater than the enemy's tactics. God's greater, amen, than any trials and tribulations you are going through. God is greater. If God is for us, it's not just a wish. Don't wish that God is for you. Make it a reality, because that's what it is. It's a reality for all believers that God is always for us, never against us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, opposition will come, and we know every day we live in a world that is filled with opposition. They're always coming against Christians.
Yeah.
So opposition will come. It will come from the world, right? It will come from your carnal flesh. It will come from the enemy. But none of it can outweigh God's support and his goodness. None.
Amen.
Zero.
Amen.
Zero. Because God is good and God is great. Like Sister Dorcas always says, God is great. He's not just good. Amen. So Amen. In times when you're struggling, in times of struggle, because listen, we all struggle. We struggle with things every day. Sometimes every day. Maybe if you think you're living a perfect life, we are in Jesus, but we're still in the flesh. And there are real struggles in life. There are real trials that we face in life. There are real temptations that we face in life. There's doubt that tries to consume us every day.
Amen.
There's real suffering. And when you are faced with these things, what we need to do is check our view of God. our view of God against His Word. Amen? Not your feelings, but against the Word of God. Because God is not the author of these trials. And a lot of people blame God for their sufferings, for their trials, for everything that's happening around the world. But I'm telling you right now, God is not the author of these trials, because we serve a good God who is always good for us and wants the best for us. But men have turned from godly ways. Men have turned to evil. And because men have turned from God, they're causing things to happen.
Yes.
Evil things to happen. But God is not the author of your trials and tribulations. We serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
We serve a good God.
Amen.
Let me go back to James, because I'm in Romans right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says here, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The context of this verse is what it's saying. It's speaking of God not being the author of our temptations. So James here he's saying that God only puts good, amen, and perfect opportunities in our path.
Right.
We're His children. You as a parent, even as grandparents, don't we want our children and grandchildren to have good gifts and perfect
yes.
gifts from us?
Yes.
They want us to favor them. Amen. And we look out for our children and grandchildren. We want the best for them.
Yep.
And we will direct them in the right path because that's who we are. We don't want them to get hurt. We don't want them to turn the wrong way. But we are constantly speaking into our children and our grandkids about going in the right direction, because the right direction will lead them to joy and peace and everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. So God is the same way. What God puts good on us. He gives us great opportunities. And He opens up our path so that we can go into the right direction, the direction that He's leading us to go into. And the word says, yes, the path may be narrow, but nevertheless, take on the path where the Lord is leading you. Amen.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I believe it's Psalm 119:105, where it says, the word of God is a lamp to my feet, but it's a light to the path. The word gives you the path and the direction that you need to take. And this is why we have to be in the word. I have to press and be in the word even more. Because we have a project ahead of us. We got to build a tabernacle. We got to build a temple for God.
Amen.
So being in the Word is going to give me direction.
Amen.
It's going to open the path where God is leading us as a ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And He will never steer you into the wrong direction, because He is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yep.
Not just as individuals, but as a ministry, as His church. And I'm telling you right now, and we've seen it in our lives, adversity will come, but not from God.
Mm-hmm.
Not from God.
Amen.
Because if it's something that is good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very simple. God is good. The devil is bad. That's simple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you simplicity here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Hallelujah. And here it says the Father of lights. Why? Because God is the creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Light and life, yes.
My goodness, God gives out this shining bright light. He placed this beautiful world that is all around us. The sun gives light, the moon gives light, the stars gives light. He is the source of all that brings life and joy. God is the source.
Amen. Amen.
And this is why he's called the Father of Lights. Hallelujah. He is the source of all things, all good things. He spoke and creation came into being. He spoke for light to be, and it was. He spoke for man to be, and it was. I mean, he spoke the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Listen, his goodness does not shift like shadows. You know how you can be walking and as you're walking, there could be a shadow next to you. God is consistent and he's faithful. God's goodness does not change. Like we do. We may be good today to somebody, and tomorrow we may be not so good to somebody. Amen. We may have a good attitude with somebody today, but tomorrow we may have a bad attitude with somebody. Well, you know what? That's not God. That's man. Amen. God changes not, because his goodness does not change. In him, we have life, we have breath, we have relationships, we have opportunities. He's given us talents. That's how good he is. He's given us talents. Your job, you got to thank God for the talent that God gave you and the wisdom that he gave you.
Yes.
And not only is he good in that area, but he is our daily provision. He is our provider. He is our sustainer. In him, we lack nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. This is what it says. Every good gift, everything that you need, every good gift is everything you need.
Yep.
Every good gift is what we need. Every perfect gift is what is complete and is flawless, and it comes only from God, not from heaven. I mean, from heaven, not from man.
Right.
Amen. And certainly not from works. We didn't need to do anything to be. God is so gracious that we didn't have to perform or do anything for the goodness of God. It's a free gift. And it comes from God. It came from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This is how good God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord all the time because he's been so good. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of loss, in the midst of loss, God is still faithful. He's good. And he embraces you in the midst of loss. Amen.
Yes.
Because he loves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And a lot of times, and it's unfortunate that there may be a loss in around you, maybe a family member, a friend, or even a coworker. Amen. And a lot of people begin to blame God for it. Mm. Amen. But the reality is, you know, and I've come to. And not everybody thinks the way I do, and I respect that, but men have turned to evil ways, amen.
Yes.
And there's constantly killing, like if I mean, the other day I was just reading on the news break, and it's just this one killed this one, and this one killed this one, and this one killed, and I'm like, oh my goodness, children killing parents. I'm like, what? God doesn't cause that. That didn't cause that. People make choices. I think the other day I was talking about the sovereignty of God. Yes, the sovereignty. Yes, God is all knowing. God is all loving. Yes, God is all powerful. He is almighty, but he is not all controlling because he doesn't control people. Does God want everybody to be saved?
Yes.
Is everybody saved?
No.
No.
So he's not all controlling.
He
doesn't force himself on people. But people have taken the word sovereign to say that he's in control of everything. No, he's not, because he cannot control people. People have their own free will, and that's how God wanted it. God wants you to receive his son willingly,
yeah,
with your heart, not by manipulation.
Mm-mm.
So he doesn't force himself on you. Another thing that I want to say, I believe, this is Bernie speaking, I believe when we pray for somebody to be healed and that person does not get healed, there's something else in there. Amen? Because the word of God says that he wants all to be healed, all to be well, because the Lord Jesus paid that price over 2,000 years ago. When we are saved, we're also healed in Jesus' name. It is a package deal. You're just not saved and going to and have eternal life. No, you're saved and you're healed, and all the blessings follow you wherever you go.
Yes.
And I really, truly believe that if you're in the hospital or you're at home, wherever you are, and you gave up on life, and you tell God to take you home, God is going to take you home. Just like the Lord Jesus said at the cross, it is finished. I'm done. Like, he's God. He could have remained. He could have called on angels to save him.
Yes.
He didn't have to die on the cross, but he willingly gave up his spirit. Because he knew what was going to happen in 3 days. Amen?
Yeah,
And I truly believe that people, when they give up their spirit, God is going to take you home. Now, you know, we may not have all the answers, and the answers will come when we go into eternity with God, and we can ask him anything that we want. Amen?
Yeah.
But this is Bernice. This is what I truly believe. Amen? So, yes, we serve a sovereign God, but he's not in control over people. He's not all controlling. He's all loving. He's all powerful. He's almighty. Right? He's all knowing.
Yes.
He's all present,
yes,
but he's not all controlling. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so speaking of the Father from above, hallelujah, Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So let me give you an illustration. The clouds that we see may hide the sun, right? But the sun hasn't moved. Likewise, God's goodness does not change even when life gets a little complicated. Amen.
Amen.
God's blessings are always flowing. They're flowing even when life feels dark, even when life feels like, oh my goodness, like you're questioning life right now.
Right.
When you're down, when you become discouraged. Amen. But it doesn't change who God is. It doesn't change his blessing. God's blessings are always flowing around you, through you, in you. Because God is good. Amen. So it doesn't matter. That's why he's saying there's no variation or shadow of turning, because it doesn't matter, because God is consistent and he's faithful. He doesn't change. His goodness doesn't shift like the shadows do, you know? Remember, when you could be walking, and as you're walking, you see your shadow walking with you. It's moving, right?
Yes.
And it changes because of the way the sun is shining on you. Amen. But
Amen.
Bottom line is, God doesn't change. He's a good God. He's a great God. And his blessings are forever. His goodness does not shift.
Amen.
Because he's constant. He changes not. Serve a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank God. You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 18. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So here we can see that God's greatest gift to mankind was new life through the word of God, new life in Jesus Christ, right? And he did it in his own will.
Amen.
Right? For God so loved. We said it before, for God so loved the world, and he did it in his own will. That means salvation begins with God's initiative, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
God initiated that plan of redemption. We didn't. Amen. Look at John.
Amen.
Look at what the Gospel of John 1:13. Let's go there real quick. The Gospel of John 1:13. Well, you know what? Let's start in 12. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Right? It was God's will. God put this plan into the works. It was a plan of redemption. And he gave us the right to become children of God. And for those that believed in him, he gave us that right, and we were born again, not of blood, like the scripture is saying, right? Nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It was God. Amen. God, it was his will for him to give his only begotten son, so that in him we can have life and have eternal life, and have life that can be a life that can be reconciled back to God, because it was man that separated themselves from God, but God was yearning for that reconciliation of man to God.
Amen.
So he needed to put a plan in place, and this was the perfect plan of redemption. Look at it. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Let's go there quickly. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen? So you see here,
Amen.
By grace we have been saved through faith. And it wasn't from our own doing. It was a gift from God. We didn't have to perform. We didn't have to work for it. Why? Because God didn't want anybody to boast about this gift. It came only from God, so that no man, it says here, so that no man should boast, right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is God's plan. It is for his glory. Hallelujah. He is well pleased with his creation. Hallelujah. He brought us forth. He gave us a spiritual birth, a new spiritual birth. We were born again. Amen. We have a brand new spirit in Christ because we said yes to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And just like John 3:3, it says when the Lord Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again through his mother's womb? No, that's not it. You need to be reborn from the Spirit. It is a spiritual birth. It's a renewing that's happening. You already had a spirit, but it was just there. It was just dormant. It wasn't alive. God gave you a brand new spirit. You were reborn. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And that same spirit is the one that is living in the inside of us today.
Amen.
We have a brand new spirit. We got the Lord himself living in the inside of us. It doesn't get better than that. We got the revealer of all truth. We have grace. We have mercy. We have joy. We got peace. We got everything. In God, we have everything. We have every good and perfect gift from God. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Listen, salvation is not a reformation, but rather a regeneration, a new birth, a new creation. We were created brand new. We're brand new creatures in Christ. And that could only be accomplished by a creative miracle of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
It was the Holy Spirit that went and thank God to Mary who said yes to the angel of the Lord and accepted that calling that God placed on her life. But it was through a miracle of the Holy Spirit that the Lord Jesus was born. He lived. Yes, he died, but he resurrected on the third day. And Amen. He is alive, Amen. And his word is alive, and it is living, and that same word now lives in the inside of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a gift. What a gift. Hallelujah. Going back to James. Amen. Because we're just breaking down these scriptures, these verses. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it says here, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, right?
Yeah.
The gospel message is the word, is the seed that produces new life. Look what it says in 1 Peter 1:23. Let's turn there. First Peter 1:23, look at what it says. It says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Amen. You see, the seed of God's word lives and abides forever. That means there's no expiration date on the power of his word.
Amen.
The words that the Lord spoke to people thousands of years ago are still alive and active today. And it continues to produce miracles in our lives. Even you can have the smallest of miracle, it is still a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
And when you take the word of God, this living word, and you mix it, right, with faith, then the seed of God's word will last forever in eternity, and it can produce miracles, signs, and wonders, because we have been called to walk by faith and not by sight, and walk by the living and powerful word of God.
Amen.
You are not here by chance. You are not here by coincidence. It was a divine appointment between you and the Lord. And you weren't forced to receive him. You willingly said yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it says here, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. First fruit is a symbol of the best portion offered to God. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus became our first fruit. He was the best that the Lord God had. He gave it. He gave it all for you and I. Amen. God gave first, and he gave us the best that he had. He gave us his only begotten son. So here the first fruit is a symbol of the best portion. Even in the Old Testament, when people were offering, making all types of offering, they had to pick the best one, the cleanest one, the cleanest offering of them all. The one that was spotless in order to offer it up to the Lord. Amen. And they had so many different rituals and so many, they sacrificed so many different things. And there were so many different sacrificial offerings that we read about from the Old Testament. But nevertheless, they had to be the best that they had.
Right.
In order to offer it up to God. And what this word is saying here, that we might be the kind of first fruit of his creatures, meaning that we as believers, we as Christians, hallelujah, we are God's treasured possession. Because we've been set apart to reflect the glory of God.
Amen.
Aren't we his glory carriers?
Yes.
Aren't we the holy temple of God? So we have been set apart by God. Amen.
Amen.
Kind of like the first fruit of his creatures. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. We've been set apart. We are God's treasure in his eyes. Because when the Lord God sees us, he sees his son, Jesus. When you look at the mirror, it's a spitting image of Jesus Christ. When you look in the mirror next time, see yourself the way God sees you.
Amen.
He sees you perfect and he sees you flawless because he's looking at your spirit, which is perfect and flawless because it is the spirit of the living God that is living in the inside of you.
Amen.
And we have been set apart to reflect the glory of God. We have been set apart to bring honor to God. Amen.
Yes.
And we, the body of Christ, are the first fruits of all of his creations, of
mm-hmm.
all his creatures. We are the first fruits because we said yes to him. We
Amen.
Said yes to the Lord God. We accepted his son as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about God. We're talking about the goodness of God today and how good he is.
Yes.
And we got to remember, church, this word is for me too. I got to remember that God only gives what is good.
Mm-hmm.
He only wants the best for you and I. So he only gives what is good.
Amen.
And God's nature, it never changes. It's always the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
God doesn't change. We may change, but he never changes. And
yes.
his word will never change. So don't doubt the word of God. It is true. And it is food for your body and your mind. Because remember, our minds have to be renewed. Our spirit was already reborn. It is perfect in the eyes of God. But our mind still needs to be renewed in order to be aligned with the spirit of God. With the truth of
Amen.
God, with the light of God. Amen.
Amen.
And he's reminding us, hey, listen, I've already given you the greatest gift, and that is new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine us walking right now without the Spirit of God. Imagine your life. Can you even imagine your life without life in Christ? Without the Holy Spirit living in the inside of you. I certainly can't. I mean, I run to God. When I don't know what to do, I got to run to God. And he gives me the guidance. He gives me a word. He encourages me. The word, I go to the word and it's like God speaking to me. And there's encouragement. When you're lost, God finds you. And you're found in the Word of God. Amen. It is the Word that brings light to you. So when you're tempted, remember that God is good. It's not coming from Him. When you doubt, remember that God's nature never changes. No, His word is truth. You got to have faith over fear at all times, because faith will overcome fear at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to stand on the word. You got to stand, because a double-minded man will go to and fro. But a man that is stable in the word of God will stand and will not be shaken when things come, because he's standing on the rock of the Lord's foundation, and that is his word. That is the seed of the word of God will hold you.
Amen.
Will hold you in the right standing with God. Will uphold you. Hallelujah. When you get tired, listen, don't give up. Remember. Don't get weary. Remember how Jesus was going to the cross. He was a mess. He wasn't even recognizable. And yet he withstood the test. And he sacrificially gave his life for you and I. And that is the greatest gift that God gave us. He gave us his son, Jesus.
Amen.
A new life in him. He gave us abundant life, right? John 10:10, the enemy came to kill, steal, and to destroy, but God came so that we can have life and have it in abundance. That means in all areas of our life, there is goodness, there is abundance, there is blessings, and God only gives good gifts for his children.
Amen.
Just like we give good gifts for our children. Hallelujah. So remember, this is James. In the book of James, he's reminding us, God is not the source of our temptation. He is the source of our blessings. God is not fickle. He is faithful. Amen. God doesn't give us things just to give to us. He gives us himself. He gave us his son, Jesus. He gave us a brand new life in him so that we can live it and live it for him, for the glory of his name. Because God, the Lord Jesus, he paid a good price for us. Amen.
Yep.
So when life feels that, oh my God, what's happening? When life feels uncertain, we can rest in this truth that we just read. That God is good. He truly is good. And goodness only comes from God.
Amen.
And the goodness of God will never, never change, will never fade, and will never fail you.
Amen.
Because God is good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I hope you were blessed
Amen.
With this word.
Amen.